Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, the advice to new college grads thinking of starting their own companies used to be get a job, or at least get some business experience under your belt first. But that may be history. As WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, some local investors are throwing millions of dollars at entrepreneurs who are so young that Avis and Hertz won't even rent them a car.
He looks like a kid in a candy store, except Seth Prebatch is in his own corporate headquarters in Cambridge. He's the CEO of Scavenger that combines games and social media with the offline world, and he's showing me his main conference room where he's pushing a button to make the wall slide in. Prebatch likes to do this to put pressure on groups so meetings get done faster.
It doesn't go in all the way. If it went in all the way, we'd do it more often. Then we'd be much more Star Wars and effective.
His own corner office looks more like a dorm room, and one wall has a bookshelf studded with model cars.
They are alphabetical, from basically Aston Martin down to, and I cheated and put like a Z4 at the very end, even though it's technically a Beamer.
In his bright orange shirt and matching wraparound glasses, Prebatch is almost hard to take seriously. But investors have. They've given him $20 million. That's almost $1 million for each year he's been alive. This 22-year-old is becoming the norm.
We backed a company 5 years ago.
That's Todd Dagris, a partner at Spark Capital in Boston.
And the founder of that company at the time was 17 years old. He had to ask his mother for permission to start the company.
That company is Tumblr, now one of the most popular platforms for blogging. Dagris says he likes investing in entrepreneurs who haven't yet matured.
One thing I love about these young people is they don't know what they don't know. They don't fear failure. They don't mind risk.
But failure and risk are exactly why investors used to run away from young entrepreneurs.
There's always been this paradigm of go learn things in business and then you can apply them to your own business that you start.
That's what Bill Warner did. He worked a day job for 7 years before he started Avid, the Burlington company that makes software to produce videos. Warner later became an angel investor looking to fund emerging companies, and his same path is what he used to recommend to young wannabe entrepreneurs. But then something happened.
Well, what about the people that have made some of the biggest companies we have on our planet today? They didn't do that.
Warner says Google and Facebook made investors realize that on-the-job experience may actually teach entrepreneurs bad things, that you might learn bad habits and bad business practices by paying your dues in a corporate office park. Now Warner is sold on investing in fresh minds and business ideas whose potential is just dawning.
If the company is a complete failure, it's like, who cares? You know, it was a small amount of money, and now you have this relationship with the entrepreneur. Then what's next?
If there's anything that's happening now, the age discrimination is on the other side.
Todd Dagris at Spark Capital says investors are funding young entrepreneurs so much, they're actually shunning first-time entrepreneurs in their 30s and 40s.
You should be investing in three-year-olds if they know what they're doing.
Seth Prebatch, the 22-year-old CEO of Scavenger, says investors should pay no attention to age at all, especially if the business idea is in mobile or web technology.
It's all brand new anyway, so no one has 20 years of expertise in iPhone development. You know, if you say you have 5 years of expertise in iPhone development, you either built the iPhone and are Steve Jobs or you're lying.
In this day and age, forget about age. All you need to start is a fresh idea. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.